Good afternoon again, everyone. Let's open this afternoon's session by singing together from the BSH number 168A. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. 168A, and please stand to sing. Robin Martin, we need us in prayer. Thank you, Robin.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you again this afternoon in the conclusion of our convention here, of course we pray for your guidance and instruction to help us to understand God's word, and of course our thoughts will be with all those of us who are travelling away again, and concerning their safety and their travels back home. Those of us who could not attend this convention, we ask for your guidance and help with them, and that they may also receive more sustenance of your word. We pray for the troubled world as well, Heavenly Father, they must be included in our prayers, as they are all indeed our brothers and sisters in the world. The human family is in great suffering, and there is great need for a government infallible that cannot be persuaded by man's corrupt means. We do indeed pray for these events to take place, the establishment of the heavenly kingdom, the spreading of your message around the world, the uplifting of mankind from suffering and sickness and death. And in all these things, Heavenly Father, we trust and are assured by your word. We leave all these things in your care. Through our precious Lord Saviour's name, in all these things we ask. Amen.
In the interim, therefore, we're opening the convention now for comments regarding our last question, which is the function of sisters in our ecclesia. It's been mentioned that not many sisters, if any, had any chance to comment before, and so priority will be given to the sisters to make comment on the question first. If they are exhausted, then we could perhaps ask brothers and sisters as well. But who would like to be the first sister to make comment? Sister Susan Charlton.
You want me to speak up?
Yeah,
just
speak.
Can you
hear
me?
I can hear you. If you like saying, it's better still.
In light of what I've been hearing, I think that they concentrate on the how offensive it might be to the women that they're told not to speak. But I think in regard to what is being said here in Corinthians, is that there must be order in the church. The Apostle Paul was faced with a problem that wasn't faced with among the Jewish people, because they had an order of worship. He had to deal with the pagan beliefs that they were dragging in, their customs of worshiping women, and some of these women that may have wanted to speak were perhaps some of these goddesses or whatever, and felt that they had something to offer. But I think that in the household of God there has to be order. And I think it was said for the purpose of order in the church. And I agree with what Brother Allen said, that it was saying not to be speaking from the platform or giving a discourse.
Okay.
And I'm happy with the things as they are, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
And thank you also for letting me have a voice.
Very well. Who else would like to speak? Yes, Sister Mary Grisian. Gavin, this way.
Yes, I first also like to express my appreciation in the present time when we sisters have a privilege from our men brethren, leaders, to share with brethren during the meetings our point of view. And I never regard this like teaching, because a brother elder gave me or other sisters permission to speak. And also, we speak from our position sitting in a class, not going behind the table or where brother leader leading whole meeting. And I thank you for this privilege, because I was brought up in very strict conditions during my whole time being in a truth. That was the time, even to the time when we immigrating to Australia, a Berean Bible class in Melbourne, during Brother Martin, when he was alive, he treating us very friendly, nicely, but was strict what we can say. Actually, we can answer only by verse from the Bible and not our personal comment. Well, what's all right for me, I learn English and learn how to present the verse from the Bible, and that's what's all right for me. And I like to say, during my time in a truth, I never mentioned meet sister or anyone who complained for the condition what was sisters in that time in a classes. We answer the question, but always brother elder call us by name and give us opportunity to answer the question. And never one sister was asking behind the table and teach the class. Just this privilege we have. And we have another privilege to pray in a class, in our mother class, if I can say. When was big convention, general convention, usually brethren pray. But in our classes, we was called to pray.
In Melbourne or in Poland?
In Poland.
In Poland.
And when I was in other classes in Europe, was the sign. That was the time until I come here to Australia with my husband and family. Well, now these questions, I try to find the answer what brother asked about the situation now. I'm still grateful for the privileges what I got. And I have no any desire to change anything. Okay. It's okay. But the problem, I try to find that what the authority say from the Bible about this situation. Mm-hmm. Not other people, mm-hmm. just the authority. And I found that the authority is Jesus. The first, even before Apostle Paul and other apostles teaching, Jesus first established rules. And to me, is in John chapter 20, 17 and 18 verse, Jesus says, that's the words of Jesus, go to my brethren and say to them, and she told to disciples, she told the old story, what is question, to the disciples. That was Mary, when Jesus showed her after his resurrection. Mm-hmm. And what I like to say, this incident, what was, Jesus personally say to her, go and say to them what you see, and give a witness, I was resurrected, you see me. And that was given not to apostle, not to any man, to woman. And this authority, all Marys during the gospel age had straight away from the mouth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. No one don't have to give us, and no one can take from us the authority to say about Jesus to our children, to our brothers, to our sisters, to our families. And we do that. Whole our life we do that. We have this authority from Jesus. And we say about Jesus, about gospel, to our closest families constantly. Okay. And the same Jesus, much as he loved Martha and Mary, he not including them to the apostles. And that is important to me. He never used the word teaching or teach to women. I go through all these gospels everywhere. He used word sigh to them or sighing. But never use word teach to the woman.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any other comments? So, or if you finish this or not quite
yeah, finished? One small thing. Apostle Paul, when he writes the letters, He might issue, he might make a comment to the men, to the brethren. And he says, our teachers, our bishops, should be able to teach. And this is referred to this when Jesus say to Mary, she take a better chance, better way, because she know how to listen silently what Jesus preached. And now be beautiful if our brethren can give us good, be able to teach us women. We like to listen in silently good discourses, good teaching. This is the advice for that. We can't teach. No. But we like to listen our brethren. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Yes, Sister Dorothy?
Well, I agree with Sue that there should be order in the church. And that's very important. And I think the Corinthians were very disorderly and a lot of strife. And outwardly, it looked as though when the church was beginning, this is a terrible way to behave to when the church began. And I feel that I'm happy to, if a man is there and he's give him the preference, and that they should be the ones to teach. And but as it says in the scriptures, we are allowed to pray and we are allowed to speak in meetings. And I think that way is a very suitable way and very honouring to the Lord. And I'd like it to continue. Thank you.
Just to clarify, you said women are allowed to pray. Did you say? And
yes, 1 Corinthians 11:5, I think it is.
They're allowed
to pray and prophesy.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, I just agree with all the other comments too. There must be order in the church. And I do appreciate Brother Jim's very kind words to the sisters. And while I agree with them, in this present age, we are given a female body. And that means that we have certain rules. And that is in the order of things, in the way the church should be run, that the men do the teaching, you know, from the pulpit. And I think that all the sisters here respect that and are quite happy with that arrangement. The only thing that I would just add to that is sometimes I think brothers and sisters can misinterpret the desire of why a sister wants to speak. And I just quote two verses. In 1 Corinthians 14, 39 and 40. 39 says, therefore, my brethren, desire earnestly to teach, and do not forbid the speaking in tongues, but let all things be done properly and in an orderly manner. I think that's very sensible. Now, to me, this desire earnestly to teach, well, I just speak for myself, and I'm a person that I think that my vocation in life should have been as a teacher, because I just love to teach, whether it's children or teenagers or other women or, you know, men that don't know the truth. I just love that. I get so much pleasure out of giving, teaching the gospel or preaching the gospel, whatever you want to call it. But I've heard it said that if a woman desires to do that, then somehow they seek some sort of glory or power or that their motives are just so wrong. I mean, it's so offensive to a woman who just wants to do just what a man does and speak out what is burning in her heart, just like the reasons why a man would want to speak and share the truth. It's the same motive. Okay, maybe there are some women who have other motives, so who do want to have that that authority over everybody, but surely there are men who are wanting to teach for the same motives too, you know. So please, the only thing I just appeal to everybody is, just because a woman wants to speak from what's burning in her heart, what the Lord has planted in there, and hopefully is right and not wrong, please just don't credit that to the wrong motive, please. That's the only thing that I'd like to add to that. But yes, I agree there needs to be order in the church, and the order that God has given us is that men are above the women, and that's the way it is.
Thank you. Probably have time for one more comment. No more? Very well. Well, thank you for your input. We will take it to the Lord in prayer and ask for guidance as to what we should do regarding Anglesey 2012. That's the first big issue, as far as I'm concerned, where this matter has to be addressed. What we will do as the brethren organising the convention, who we ask to do what. That's what it comes down to. So thank you for your consideration.